This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. Moscow hopes the move will increase security where Ukrainian forces caught Russian troops off guard and exposed its military vulnerabilities. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod, and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications, and take possession of vehicles. The Russian Defense Ministry says fighting continues and that the army has conducted airstrikes against Ukrainian forces. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bathal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts called a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo in Brazil on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in Sao Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for Sao Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
Indonesian officials visited the country's new capital, Nusantara, on Saturday to ensure the city was ready for its first cabinet meeting and upcoming 79th Independence Day. The Deputy Minister for Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning and the head of the city's task force made final checks on water supply and infrastructure ahead of the celebrations on August 17th. Carved out of the jungle on the tropical island of Borneo, the $32 billion infrastructure project is located about 1,200 kilometers from the current capital, Jakarta. A Romanian gymnast could replace Jordan Chiles as bronze medalist in floor exercise after a court ruling. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport has voided an inquiry filed last Monday that led to American gymnast Jordan Chiles receiving the bronze medal in the floor exercise. The court ruled the U.S. appeal to have 0.1 added to Chiles' score came after the one-minute window allowed by the International Gymnastics Federation. That means Romanian gymnast Ana Barboso, seen sobbing after her third-place finish was taken away, could again be awarded the bronze. USA Gymnastics says it is devastated by the Court of Arbitration's ruling. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkey has reinstated access to Instagram after more than a week of being blocked nationwide. The country barred access to Instagram on August 2nd without providing specific reason. Government officials later said the ban was imposed because the social media platform failed to abide by Turkish laws. Turkey's transportation and infrastructure minister said Saturday that Instagram officials assured Turkey its request would be met. He said that accounts owned by, quote, terrorist organizations would be banned and all content promoting such organizations would be removed. He singled out groups including the PKK or Kurdistan Workers Party, an outlawed group that has waged a decades-long insurgency to establish an autonomous region in southeast Turkey. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA.